From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 12, 2014. Faced with limited irrigation water because of low aquifer levels and little to no surface water this summer, winter garden growers are abandoning hopes of planting traditional August crops, such as cabbage. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Larry Stein, AgriLife Extension Horticulturist, Uvalde.
We've had spotty showers, spotty rain. You know, the country is in pretty good shape as far as grass goes, but, you know, as far as having running water, runoff water, we've had very little, if any. So the rivers remain dry, the aquifers are dropping, so the certainty of having irrigation water is not there.
So you say some vegetable crops just aren't getting planted?
Right. You know, typically this time of the year we'd have a lot of our guys planting cabbage, but they just didn't have the water to make that attempt to get it up. Some of our guys are just pulling back and saving their water for the cooler months when they'll grow the cool season crops like spinach. There's two main aquifers in the region. You have the Edwards Aquifer and you have the Carrizo Sands. And the Edwards Aquifer, you know, is pretty much highly regulated. Basically, a farmer will get 1 to 2 acre foot with the land. We are in stage 5 in Uvalde County and have been in since last year. And what that involves is that involves a 44% reduction in pumping. And then you've got shallow water as well, like along the rivers. You know, there'll be shallow river wells, and most of those have been dry since last year because the rivers in our region haven't run probably in 7 years.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.